This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Media outlets overseas are closely following this year's presidential election in the U.S. A couple researchers from Monmouth College are involved with a project to examine what's being reported and how it differs from 4 years ago. One of those researchers is Dr. Robert Hink. He's an assistant professor in Monmouth's Department of Communication Studies. Hink says they chose to look specifically at coverage in Russia, China, and Iran because those countries are typically antagonistic toward U.S. interests.
And so in that sense, they have, generally speaking, the most interesting or divergent worldviews or understandings of what's happening around the world. And that's what we were trying to capture there. How do these three different countries understand U.S. politics, both from their vantage, but also helping us understand or stepping outside of our own Western biases to understand how other countries look at the U.S. election.
And has coverage changed in recent years?
Yes. So back in the 2016 election, we saw that all three countries similarly framed the U.S. election as full of drama and basically decline of U.S. democracy. And they did so by really taking the candidates, at that time, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and emphasizing how U.S. media talked about how both candidates were highly undesirable. So they had the highest unfavorability ratings that candidates had ever had in an election before. And so in that case, it raised these questions of if U.S. democracy is so good, then why is it selecting two candidates that no one wants? Fast forward now to 2020, and we see that although all three of those foreign countries, China, Russia, and Iran, are still negatively characterizing Donald Trump, you don't see the same type of negative characterizations on Joe Biden.
So what do you read into the difference in the way the elections are being covered, the candidates are being covered in media in these countries?
Yeah, so the difference is in 2016, Donald Trump was an unknown. And so in this case, Donald Trump was, foreign nations saw that Trump could mean a break in typical U.S. foreign policy. They were interested in Donald Trump's deal-making background, and so they thought that there might be new ways to be cooperating with the United States in ways that would support foreign countries' interests. In 2020 now, all three of our countries that we analyzed, they seem very tired of Trump's antics. And they see Trump's action as unpredictable and destabilizing on the world stage. And so at this point, it seems like there's a preference for some stability, a return to at least a modicum of U.S. Leadership, just to make sure that instability kind of declines around the world, especially when we're in the midst of this global pandemic.
You don't read into this that they view America as being stronger under Trump?
I would say Iranian media definitely doesn't view the United States as stronger under Trump, although Iranian media, I would argue, is biased in their antagonism towards Trump and their relatively neutral, maybe slightly positive descriptions of Biden. Specifically, that's because Iranian media have very vehemently disagreed with Trump's Iran policy, specifically pulling out of the Iranian nuclear agreement. And they see that President Biden won't have the same type of hawkish foreign policy that previous administrations had, even going beyond or before Trump. In terms of Russian media, I don't think Russian media, I didn't see anything in the coverage that showed Russian media thought that America was great again. Instead, what these foreign countries tend to look at, and this is true both in 2020 and in 2016, is emphasizing the social disorder that's happening in the United States. So under Trump, they'll talk about how the Trump administration hasn't mitigated or solved issues related to African-American rights in the United States. They'll highlight Trump's poor COVID-19 handling. They'll also highlight how we're currently in a recession right now. The Chinese tend to highlight the economics a little bit more than the Iranians and Russians. So in terms of that portrayal, there's not a lot discussed on foreign policy, but there is a lot discussed about domestic policy. And in all three of the countries, in those three issues that I discussed, you see that America is declined or is viewed as weaker rather than stronger.
That's Dr. Robert Hink of Monmouth College. He's part of a project looking at how media outlets in other countries are reporting on the U.S. presidential election. Hink says they plan to continue to collect data for about a week after Election Day, and perhaps longer if the outcome remains in doubt. This is Tri-States Public Radio News.